Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is the astrologer named Shelley Antine, who is giving you a look at the week beginning Monday, June 27th. And I'm going to continue this into Monday, July 4th, since in the United States it is holiday weekend and people will want to know the whole holiday forecast. We don't want to leave them in suspense, you know, not knowing until they're in the middle of it. All right, so we start out. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening this week, by the way. I will tell you that the new moon is arriving on Tuesday, the 28th, at 10:52 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. There is a 19-minute podcast posted on my blog page and on the Astral Essence Facebook page and even my regular Facebook page, because there's a call to arms. Ta-da! Now, there's a call to action here for everyone. And so we need to know about this one. So listen to it. There's a lot of information there. As we come in on Monday, the 27th, we have rather a good time until about 9:30 in the evening, because the moon in Gemini is making a trine to retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 9:23 p.m. And also, while that's happening, Mars in Aries is sextile Saturn retrograde in Aquarius as well. So we have here, at 6:29 p.m. exact, we have the mind and the actions moving in a helpful way due to the influence of our Saturn here. Even if it's retrograde, we're looking back at some things, perhaps, and how did we get to this point, and what can we do to improve things for the Aquarian energy issue, which is the future. All right, so this is, again, positive, and quickly after the moon's trine to Saturn, the moon will sextile Mars in Aries at 9:35 p.m., so we think we've got a plan, but then, not so fast, moon square Neptune, 10:38 p.m., so don't start. Just know that you might want to do that, but don't do it now. What is interesting is one of the features of this week is that on the 28th, the same day as the new moon, but at 3:55 a.m. Tuesday, we have Neptune retrograde. And you see, we're in that retrograde cycle, which I spoke about last time, I think, you know, because it's so interesting that we go into the darker part of the solar cycle, the waning solar cycle, and we go into the internalized outer planets that have to take us back to look within. Okay, so here's the next one, Neptune. And when Neptune retrogrades, it's an interesting thing. What oh what can it be? I've seen people say that it was actually going to be making people more deceptive or easier to hide deception. And that's a possibility, yeah. I mean, you know, you can't really feel the energy forward, so perhaps indeed that is a way to experience this. Of course, we do have a higher level for Neptune and Pisces, and that is spiritual and the receiving of psychic information. Well, perhaps we've been waiting for the Neptune energy to retrograde so that we could tap in a greater way to this energy of retrograde Neptune by moving into our spiritual space and allowing ourselves to receive. You know, did you ever get those kinds of messages that you should stop efforting and struggling and just follow the guidance? But you don't hear the guidance, or you're waiting for some sign to show you, you know. Well, perhaps when a Neptune retrogrades, you will be more open because it is internal. and you will be not looking at its effects in the world, and you will be feeling. That's the nature of water, is feeling and receiving some of that Neptunian energy. Maybe you'll discover where you've been deceived while the retrograde is in, and that will help you as you move forward. Okay? So, the retrograde takes place at 25 degrees of Pisces. If you know your chart, you should be looking at the mutable planets mainly, which would the other mutable planets would be Gemini, Virgo, which is the opposition, and then Sagittarius. Planets or ascendants in that range that is at the degree of 25 and going back all the way to 22, because that is where Neptune will station direct on the 3rd of December. And then it will move forward again. And it will go, you know, a bit further maybe than 25. But these are slow movers. And so if you're in that realm of having those planets and those degrees, you will be in that quest. It's a quest to use the energy instead of feel everything dissolving or confusing around you. It's very natural to feel that with Neptune. And I remember the great Alan Oaken, who passed away fairly recently, surprisingly. He had said, if you have Neptune conflict aspects, you should get in touch with the Divine Mother. So apparently, the Divine Mother is the one that will nurture you through this and help you see. So just keep that in mind if that works for you. Okay? But the Piscean folk and the people who are with a Pisces ascendant will be feeling this, and we'll all feel, well, be feeling this as a slowdown. In general, we'll all feel it regarding the house that has Neptune, Pisces, ruling on the cusp. So if you don't know and you need to know anything, you should get in touch with me, because I'm an astrologer and I can tell you. All right, so the Neptune retrograde, while the Gemini moon is void, of course, after squaring it, suggests that from 10:38 p.m. when that square went in until 7:53 a.m. when the moon enters Cancer, we are sort of floating in a sea of not knowing, and sometimes that's a good place to be. Won't feel that way necessarily, but sometimes it is a good place to be. When the moon enters Cancer, its first aspect will be to square Jupiter in Aries at 10:44 p.m. So all day it's going that way, and not long before that, the sun will square also Jupiter in Aries. This is one of the aspects I discuss at length in the podcast on the Cancer New Moon. So I won't go into a lot of detail here. It's worth listening to. But with the sun square Jupiter in general, you're in a tendency to overdo. And we are in an inward focus also with a new moon. And so the moon also is going to be square Jupiter. So the feelings level aren't as up there as they are in a full moon cycle, but they can be intensified, especially in the sign of Cancer. The new moon arriving at 10:52 p.m. is a time to set your intentions, or set them before it, or during the hours after the next day, for what you would like to see happen in the Cancer realms of life, which are home, family, security, nurturing, and that kind of stuff. So, what we have after the new moon is an aspect that's going to take quite a while to come in again. It's from 10:52 p.m. until 7:48 p.m. on Wednesday, we have the moon going towards the sextile to Uranus and Taurus. So this is an opening. This is a potential that we start to see something that we can do, all right? And also, right out of the gate after the new moon on Tuesday, we have Venus in Gemini's sextile to Jupiter in Aries at 11:52 p.m. That's an hour of focus on that after we've been focused on other things. This is a great time, that particular time, to talk to people. Share yourself with people. What are you feeling about this in a mental realm? What are you thinking? And saying it in a nice way with Venus. And then we're moving toward, again, the sextile. Perhaps there is something that's come to you already that you know you can do to make things better, even in the world, perhaps. But also within your own private life, with a special focus, again, on security issues, because Taurus is all about preserving and having enough and surviving, and, you know, and Cancer is, you know, quite involved with that too, only more of an emotional security need with Cancer. From 7:48 p.m. until 11:28 a.m. on Thursday, the 30th day and the last day of June, we have the Moon trine retrograde Neptune. So now is a really powerful time to get messages. You know, you need the messages maybe to see your way, to get your guidance. And so also your creative work can come through in a nice energy. At that point, you might see a lot of things about why things are the way they are in your home and family life, and be able to think about what you might want to do. But be aware, when we are past this trine, we are in the realm of volatility. There is a very volatile moment that is coming this week. Are we really surprised? I'm not surprised, but it is in the heavens that we're going to get the exact square from Mars and Aries to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn on Friday the 1st of July, which is the beginning of the 4th of July weekend. And why am I not surprised? Well, I think you can answer that question. I don't think I have to say anything. But again, I would lead you to listen to the New Moon podcast for more of my points of view on this. But as we go, after about 11:30 in the morning on Thursday, the Moon is going to square Mars and Aries until 2:17 p.m. Oh my, you know, Moon in Cancer can be very sensitive. And Mars in Aries can burn those mucous membranes. You know, so there could be a response. And one of the things people don't think about that much with Cancer Moon, or Cancer, the sign of Cancer, is that the crab has very powerful claws. I mean, if they get a hold of you, you know, if it clamps down on you, they have to take the arm off the crab, okay? That's what they have to do, and try to break this thing down. They have their own ways. You don't want to be pinched by a crab. Let's just put it that way. So this is your time period to beware of that. So 11:30 to 2:17 p.m. on Thursday. I wouldn't be starting out on your trip. If you are traveling for the holiday weekend, I'll tell you when is much, much better is Friday than the earlier part of the day. Not as you get too far into the late part, but, you know, don't leave, especially because Moon in Cancer is going opposite Pluto in Capricorn until 4:14 p.m. on Thursday. And that one is, you know, the power authority against the sensitive needs. And it's just not the way to start, because what you may not have heard from me a lot of times is that whenever we begin something, there's a chart for it. You know, so the beginning of a trip has the energy of its beginning in it. And so you want to have a good time, right? So you don't leave under a bad lunar aspect. You know, it will show up. I was telling a friend of mine that last week there was a moon in Aries. Did everybody notice how jazzed up it got? Well, it did in my life. I was in like a spin. And there was a moon conjunction Mars coming in. And I knew all about it, but I suddenly decided I had to leave to go shopping at the supermarket. And I left about 10 minutes before that aspect came in. And so I noticed it and I went, oh, gee. So I went really slow. I was driving very cautiously. I was very cautious in the parking lot because this would have been, you know, prime time, you know, for a smasheroo. But what happened was what I went for, you know, wasn't there. And there was a little bit of a conversation about it because it was a special and it was the first day. But I am able to, you know, lower my heat rate. So I just let myself say what I thought. But, you know, so it showed up. You see, this is what I mean. I started out with it and it showed up. I was angry. I was. And it was also like bumper cars in there. So I was annoyed. The annoyance level was there. So a word to the wise, as they say. And if you are looking at planning a trip, before you buy your tickets and put your reservations in, you can get a reading to determine the best time for you to start out. And I do that. It's an electional reading. You can find that on the astrology readings page. And I will find a good time for you to put good energy in to your trip or any other kind of event. So once we get past this opposition, you know, it'll take a little while to get away from it in a sense. We have a void of course moon in Cancer then on Thursday until the moon enters Leo at 8:40 p.m. And here you get a trine to Jupiter in Aries until 11:49 a.m. on Friday. So that's an excellent time to leave. And if you can't make it, I would say you could catch the moon in Leo sextil to Venus in Gemini until 5:59 p.m., but you want to leave a little before that. Don't leave right at 5:59. That would be asking for trouble. But you need to know that the Mars square Pluto is coming in Friday evening at 10:14 p.m. Eastern. Now, during the day, Moon in Leo trine Jupiter in Aries is all up for adventure. Oh, entertain me. Let's do something. Let's get moving. That is also very optimistic about the results. Then you have a very kind of romantic energy with the Moon in Leo that loves romance and the flirty energy of the Venus in Gemini until 5:59 p.m. So, but it's also a good day if you're not traveling. This is a good time to get together with people. If you have even a meeting or something that you need to get something discussed, things will go well. But after this, the moon will be heading towards the square to Uranus and Taurus until 8:22 a.m. on Saturday. So there's going to be some kind of conflict, some kind of discord. Values are very different between Leo and Taurus. Leo is largesse, and Taurus is, let's put it in piles and keep it in the bank. You know, that is a difference. But also there can be some kind of change or surprise that you hadn't expected. This is until Saturday morning, again, at 8:22 a.m. And again, the Mars square to Pluto is highly potential, violent. So be aware of that. And if I'll be home. I won't be out. And that's just the way the world is now, which is a shame, isn't it? But while this moon aspect is coming in, Mercury in Gemini, and that's the square to Uranus, Taurus, the moon is going to trine Saturn. So if there was an altercation or something happened out of that Mars square Pluto, then you will have the ability to converse with someone who is an authority, who knows how to go back and get this handled. 6:39 a.m., Saturday the 2nd. So we've got the square to Uranus until 8:22 a.m. Eastern on Saturday. We have Mercury now square retrograde Neptune until 4:53 p.m. So the confusing directions, the confusing conversations, the fog of the mind and on the roads or whatever. It's not an easy day. And the moon going to oppose Saturn at 9:55 p.m. on Saturday. So Saturday is not your happy day. No, it's not. After, I would say, 10 p.m. Eastern time, it eases up. Moon in Leo sextiles Mercury in Gemini until 12:43 a.m. Eastern. You'll still be up and running out on the West Coast and further west from the East Coast. So here's where you can have a little fun. You know, you lighten up, conversations are humorous, and people want to play, you know, and that's a good thing. And then you get a very good day on Sunday. This is your day, all right? The Sunday the 3rd is starting out very early morning, moon trine Mars, 5:59 a.m. So people are up for it, maybe. They are also willing. You know, some of you have had that trine coming in from the day before. So, you know, especially on the West Coast. And so you've been able to get some things to happen in a good way, action. In a good way, maybe playing a sport or whatever. It should have gone well. 8:31 a.m. on Sunday, Eastern Time, moon enters Virgo and goes all the way, all the day long, as it moves toward a sextal to the Sun in Cancer, which will be over on Monday, the 4th of July, at 9:03 a.m. Now you've got people willing to structure, willing to, you know, you get into the food thing, you know, because of the Sun in Cancer. It seems to go along really well. People are cooperating. Oh, Moon in Virgo loves that. It's orderly. On the 4th of July, the morning, it isn't going to be that way, though, because the moon will be square Venus and Gemini until noon-ish. So now you've got people with, you know what you want to do, right, Moon in Virgo? You always know how to get the ducks in a row. But Venus in Gemini has all these other ideas and is flitting around, you know. It's driving Virgo moon crazy. So it can be an irritating time. Early morning, you get into a beautiful trine, moon in Virgo, trine Uranus and Taurus until 7:23 p.m. So that's another good stretch, you know, if you're trying out a new kind of, you know, barbecue sauce or something, everybody loves it because the moon is trine Uranus in Taurus, which can be a change in the food or something like that. Also changing on Monday, two planets, two of them, Mars enters Taurus. Breathe a sigh of relief with me. I mean, that will tone it down a lot. It isn't coming in exactly until 2:04 a.m. on Tuesday, though, I'm noticing, in Eastern time. But it will come in before that as we go further west. And Mercury will leave the analytical, logical sign of Gemini and go into this very sentimental sign of Cancer, 2:25 a.m. Tuesday morning. So, I will also tell you that if you're not traveling on the 4th of July, which A lot of people don't, but some people do. The 4th of July travel is okay until about, you know, like if, the later you get, the faster you're coming into a problem. And if you're going on Tuesday, I just want to let you know for this purpose only, leave after 10 a.m. and before 1:30 p.m. and you have pretty smooth sailing all the way. All right, well, when we go into the week beginning the 4th, I probably will maybe mention a few things because some of you didn't hear it, and ending on the 10th of July, I will be talking about Mars in Taurus and Mercury in Cancer. And let's see, is there anything else changing? No. Hooray, that's enough. So anyway, I hope you have a happy holiday if you're having one, and I'll say goodbye for now.